This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The First Amendment says the government cannot limit free speech, except when it can. For instance, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater if there's no fire. And what about tour guides who want to speak aloud about local attractions? The guides at some vacation spots are suing their cities for making them get a license. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon reports.
Most days when the weather is mild, which is much of the year here along the Georgia coast, you'll find Savannah Dan leading tours of the city's downtown historic district.
That river is where we get our name. That was the Savannah River long before a European stepped foot in North America.
And like dressed in traditional Southern garb, straw hat, bow tie, and seersucker suit, Dan Ledger tells visitors about the history of Savannah and the state. Ledger is a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the city's tour guide licensing requirements.
You have to pay a $100 fee to take their test, and then you have to get a physical. What my physical fitness has to do with walking around and telling stories, I have no idea. I have to have a background check every year.
The city of Savannah says these requirements make sure tourists feel safe and that tour guides have at least a minimum knowledge of the city's history and architecture. The Institute for Justice is challenging that law and similar ones in New Orleans and Washington, D.C. Robert McNamara is the public interest law firm's senior attorney.
The big picture here is your basic right to communicate for a living.
McNamara says the market, not the government, should decide if a tour guide stays in business. He says lots of people have jobs like this.
We pay people to give lectures. We pay people to tutor us in math. We pay people to talk on the radio. And no serious person believes that those people are somehow outside the First Amendment.
In Washington, D.C., Matt Orleans of the city's Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs says this is not about free speech, but consumer protection.
The licensure requirement is not there to judge whether someone provides a good tour or a bad tour. They're there to ensure that you're complying with the law.
The District of Columbia has dropped its requirement that tour guides take tests, but they still have to have a license, for now anyway. The Institute for Justice is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on whether licenses for tour guides are constitutional. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.